Post-draft coverage on NorthIowaBulls.com as we visit now with the head coach, Todd Sandin, after the draft on Wednesday night, April 18th, a hairy draft for the North Iowa Bulls as they make one pick in the first round of the draft. 34th overall, Dante Fortner, a high school student from Michigan, was the North Iowa Bulls' only pick in the draft. We're talking to Todd Sandin about the draft here. Todd, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing great tonight, Austin. Thank you.
Well, only one draft pick this year. That was Dante Fortner from Kingsford High School over in Michigan. What was the big draw to Dante this year for you and Coach Murdoch to bring him in?
Well, I tell you what, I saw Dante 3 years ago at a North American League tryout, and I believe he was probably a 14-year-old, maybe working on 15, and he impressed me so much at that time that I just continued to follow him. And in some conversation with him and his dad over the course of the middle of our season moving into springtime, he's pretty much told me that he's decided that he's not going to play high school again next year and he wants to be a junior hockey player. We did offer him a tender. He wasn't he wasn't really interested in that tender opportunity, but at the end of the day, I mean, this is a kid that I feel could help us do what we do, and I wanted to really show him that commitment that we really felt strongly about him, and with just one pick in the draft that he was going to be the guy that we are going to go after.
Well, and the tender process is so important in bringing guys in to fill out a roster. The open camps that'll be coming up for teams all across the league. These guys will have the Bulls open camp here coming up in mid-May. But the draft really gives you a chance, I think, to lock a guy down that you know you like, that you know can help the team, that you know has a pretty good shot of playing for the team, and you want to make sure that if he ends up in the league, you're the group that he ends up with.
Well, I would definitely see you right on there, too. And with him being a player that's still in high school or has high school eligibility, we basically would have to commit to him for a full year. And if we're looking at him in a situation where we're taking him with our only pick, if Dante is available to us, he will play for the North Iowa Bulls.
Post-draft coverage on NorthIowaBulls.com here as we visit with head coach Todd Sandin. So eight rounds, eight available picks, only one pick in the draft, and we saw the other picks go to the different teams in the NA3HL this year. So I guess as a coach, what is the focus as a coach for the draft night? Does it come down to tenders, being able to trade for the guys you want during the previous year, knowing that a draft pick is part of the cost of getting those guys in? What is the focus as a coach when it comes to draft day?
Well, I think our tactical approach this year was to focus heavily on the tender process and get to kids face-to-face or phone-to-phone over multiple conversations and really try to lock them down for a commitment. If they're not playing in the North American League, the USHL or the BCHL, the higher Tier 2 and Tier 1 junior leagues around us, then they're coming to the North Iowa Bulls. And certainly there'll be a little attrition there because at the end of the day, we signed 33 tenders over the course of, when they became available in mid-February up until yesterday at noon. But at the end of the day, it's the same amount of players that we could have had. We just went about it a little bit differently this year.
And there's never been a huge track record when it comes to the draft. There's been years where the Bulls have had six picks last year. I think a couple of years ago you had all eight picks. And there's usually a couple, three guys during the draft that will make their way to the Bulls during the course of the season. It's never a big track record, but every so often you get a pick that really works out for you well.
Well, I think you look at one like Josh Arnold was a fourth-round pick 3 years ago, and obviously Josh did a great job for us. So looking at it, there are ways for the draft to really work for you in a good way. But we've seen so much higher return rate on the tender process that we really wanted to focus it this year, and maybe it works out for us, and hopefully it does. But if it doesn't, then certainly we'll have to revamp our process next spring again.
Big night for all the 37 teams in the NA3HL. The North Iowa Bulls drafting Dante Fortner from Kingsford High School in Michigan with the 34th overall pick, and he was the only draft pick of the Bulls here this season. I guess, Todd, before we wrap up the post-draft coverage here on NorthIowaBulls.com, I'll ask you the news just came out yesterday We knew about it a few weeks ago, but we couldn't say anything because it had to be made official by the league. Things can obviously change, and certainly with the move from Point Mallard to Milwaukee, the alignment was going to change a little bit as it was. But the North Iowa Bulls move to the West next year. The Rochester Grizzlies are coming with you, so it'll be an all-West of the Mississippi division, and the new Central division will be all-East of the Mississippi. Your thoughts on the new old digs here in the West division now?
Well, first of all, I want to tell you how excited I am to be back in the West Division. And no disrespect to our partners that we had in the Central Division. I mean, they provided a good level of competition, you know, on a nightly basis. But when I look at the West and just the rivalries that are already there with New Ulm and Alexandria and Granite City, and I'm certain that Wilmer and Breezy Point are gonna rise to the occasion here as well. And you're looking at Rochester now with completely revamped ownership. I mean, this is as excited as I could be to be in a division right now.
Todd Sandin visiting with us. Post-draft coverage on NorthIowaBulls.com. Todd, appreciate the time.
Thank you, Austin.